Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Three Ramadans have passed, rulers and militaries remain silent, leaving no hope except for the caliphate to liberate Palestine. Ramadan of 2026 has ended, which once again leaves a sense of profound sorrow for the believers. On one hand, there is sorrow because a month full of blessings and glory is passing. On the other, a deep sorrow stems from witnessing the fate of the Muslim Ummah, currently besieged by the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet deprived of the protection they rightfully deserve. Three Ramadans have transpired since the tragedy of October 7, 2023, and evidently the people of Gaza continue to be massacred without any intervention from the rulers and militaries of the Muslim world, which comprises over 50 nations. If even the holy month of Ramadan fails to mobilize them to the aid of Gaza, it appears that all hope is utterly lost. Verily, the brutal and relentless massacre perpetrated by the Jews, la'natullah alayhum, against the Muslims is not born of their own strength, nor the might of America standing behind them, but rather the treachery of Muslim rulers who, quote, protect them day and night, rulers both near and far. This is the root of the calamity befalling the Muslims. Their treacherous rulers, who pledge their allegiance to colonial disbelievers, safeguarding the interests of these colonialists simply to preserve their fragile seats of power, which were, quote, granted to them by the very same colonial disbelievers. They witness firsthand the massacre of their brethren at the hands of the colonial disbelievers. They see with their own eyes the destruction and occupation of their blessed land, Palestine, yet they turn a blind eye and turn a deaf ear to it all. How true are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ
They are deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return to the right path. Al-Baqarah 18. Indeed, these rulers not only refuse to mobilize against the enemy, but they also actively prevent the militaries under their command from taking even a single step to aid their brethren in Gaza. For decades, we have witnessed their cowardice and betrayal on Gaza, and we have long ceased to place even the slightest hope in them to secure its salvation. Nevertheless, we harbor a glimmer of hope for the emergence of a sincere faction from within the ranks of this Ummah's militaries, those who will turn away from these treacherous rulers and courageously march towards Gaza to answer the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ
But if they seek your help in religion, it is your duty to help them. Al-Anfal 72. Yet this Ummah, particularly the people of Gaza, remains shrouded in profound disappointment as their pleas and cries have never been answered by those who possess the power to aid them. For over 3 years, they have called out, wept, and waited with tears of blood. But succor has never arrived. In truth, their cries for help have been ignored for decades. Since October 7, 2023, this year's Ramadan 2026 marks the third consecutive Ramadan to pass in deep sorrow and agony for the people of Gaza. They await military intervention to save them, to liberate the blessed land, to consign the Jewish occupiers to the torments of this world and the hereafter. Yet this assistance has never materialized, nor is there the slightest indication that it ever will. This is despite the fact that during the month of Ramadan, the exemplar of the Muslims, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the caliphs who succeeded him never faltered nor rested from jihad fi sabilillah. They did so to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which stands as the pinnacle of all acts of worship in Islam. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly bestowed upon them glorious victories, fulfilling his promise to those who strive in his path. It is a tragedy of 1,000 tragedies. After 3 Ramadans and 3 observances of Laylatul Qadr, ardently sought by those who profess faith due to the boundless grace and glory it contains, the militaries of the Muslim world remain immobile towards Gaza. They remain silent, persisting in their choice to obey rulers who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Therefore, it seems there's no longer any hope to see Gaza, or indeed the entirety of the blessed land of Palestine liberated today by current rulers and existing militaries. Nevertheless, as Muslims, even though we have lost hope in the existing regimes, we have never and must never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holding these rulers and militaries accountable remains an absolute obligation, all while continuously anchoring our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Concurrently, it is incumbent upon us to continually work for the reestablishment of the Caliphate, Khilafah, a magnificent Islamic political institution full of izzah, honor, the liberator of territories, the implementer of Sharia, and the savior and unifier of the Ummah. Once this caliphate is established soon, inshallah, it will swiftly mobilize its military might to liberate Gaza and the entirety of the blessed land of Palestine. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will achieve a triumph that will bring joy and solace to the hearts of the believers.
وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And on that day, the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is exalted in might, the Merciful. Ar-Rum, Ayah 4 to 5. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Abu Luqman in Malaysia.